You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's October 23rd, 2020. I'm Ashley Manson, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. A potential murder-suicide is being investigated in Bellevue. East Idaho News reports police were called to a coffee shop last night where they found the bodies of a man and a woman. Idaho State Police is investigating this as a possible murder-suicide. Investigators have discovered that both individuals knew each other. The investigation is still ongoing. The names of the two people haven't been released yet. A Utah man hunting the elusive forest Fen Treasure has pleaded not guilty to charges of digging in the Fort Yellowstone Cemetery. Roderick Craythorne is charged with excavating or trafficking in archaeological resources and injury or depredation to U.S. property. Craythorne is accused of knowingly digging up and excavating within the confines of the cemetery between October of last year to May of this year, when he was arrested. Forrest Fenn was an art dealer and author who hid a treasure chest of gold, jewelry, and gemstones somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. It spurred a decade-long search, and the chest was finally located in June of this year in Wyoming. Craythorne made his first court appearance yesterday and is set for trial on December 14th. The Grand Teton Council of the Boy Scouts of America is hosting their annual Scouting for Food Drive tomorrow. As part of the food drive, Boy Scouts will be at drop-off locations across the southeast Idaho to collect donated food. The Grand Teton Council hosts a drive every year as a way to help feed people in the community. But Scouting for Food Drive director Elias Lopez says the need is greater this year.
Probably the biggest goal is to make sure that our food banks do get plentiful of food there that they're in very much need of.
Lopez says the need for food this year is up because of the coronavirus pandemic. In addition, scouts will wear face coverings and keep their distance from each other at the drop-off locations. Another thing that will look different this year will be pickups. Lopez explained that youth groups from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are helping pick up donations from doorsteps in several neighborhoods.
If people were to receive a bag or a notice in their neighborhood, that means that the local youth in that area have agreed to pick up food off of their doorsteps. If there was a notice, you know, with a bag attached to it, those would be from the Latter-day Saint wards and stakes that have agreed to pick up the food going door to door.
Scouts will be on hand from 9 a.m. to about noon tomorrow at drop-off locations. Most of the locations are grocery stores in the area. Lopez encourages people to help when they go shopping tomorrow.
If you have the opportunity financially to get a few extra things, come out with those items, you know, bring it out and put it in the totes for that food to be taken to the food banks.
For a complete list of drop-off locations in your area, you can visit the Grand Teton Council's website at tetonscouts.org. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for October 23rd, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.